Got your Bibles and you want to read along? You want to read from Matthew chapter 2. Amen. The thought is the house of bread. I've known that about that for a long time. But I guess I've never had, once again, I've never seen everything. And I still ain't seen, but the Lord showed me some stuff this past week or so. And I'm sure most of y'all have done considered it, and that's fine, but I'm thankful when he shows me something. And it's always a blessing. But once again, our thoughts, the house of bread, and y'all just pray for us. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." And when Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes and the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem, Judah, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come the governor that shall rule my people Israel." Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also." And when they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream they should not return to Herod, they departed and into their own country another way. And that's reading down to the 12th verse. And our thought is going to be Bethlehem. And we want to go over here and take for our text in Micah where it told that he would be born there in Bethlehem. And I want you to pay attention when you turn over to Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. Bethlehem there is in two words. It's Beth and then Lehem. The reason that being in the Hebrew, these words, it was in two words. The first being Beth mean house, and then Lehem means bread, and so that's where they get the house of bread. And so I pray today that we'll be able to bring out something in this that might be a help to us as God people in His church. I believe everything is a type and shadow and a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ or His church. And I believe we'll see some pictures of old Bethlehem today of the church, the house of bread. And I pray that we'll be able to see how that we should have a light about us. I've heard it said that wise men still seek Jesus. And I believe that. I believe that. But I believe wise men still go to Bethlehem to seek Jesus, the house of bread, where the truth is, where Jesus is, to go there to the house of bread to seek the Lord. And I saw over here in Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, said, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judea, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be the ruler of Israel, whose goings forth have been from old and from everlasting." So this is talking about Jesus and how he would be come and from Bethlehem, the house of bread. And so we realize realize today that the Lord, He is the bread. He is the living bread, that when we eat of Him, we shall not die. When we have the Lord's Supper, we take the bread and we break it. And when we do that, Jesus told them to do it in a manner. He said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." So he is the bread that come down from heaven. And just please bear with me and hold on just a little while that we might understand first. I believe that's why it was prophesied that he would be born in Bethlehem, Judah. I want you to know God used taxes. He can use whatever he wants to get what he needs done. It come a time that everyone would be taxed. And so they sent everyone back to their homeland. And Joseph being from Bethlehem, God used taxes to get his will done. Who would have ever dreamed that? And the day we live in today, taxes is used for everything that I disagree with. But there was a time God used taxes to bring a Savior to where he'd be born. That just blows me away. But listen, he is the bread of life. And we'll go over and read it to you in a minute. So we got to understand that there was a reason he come to Bethlehem, Judah. Mostly because God prophesied it, because it was a house of bread. Honey, that's where the living bread would come from. Over here in John chapter 6, the gospel, we want to go over and read that. And then we're going to try to talk about our thoughts just a little bit. He said, our fathers, in chapter 6, verse 31, he said, our fathers did eat manna in the desert, that it was written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. And then Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then he said unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth in me shall never thirst. So Jesus is the bread of life. Honey, that's the reason he was to be born at Bethlehem, the house of bread. That's why he come there to be born. God prophesied it, because he was the bread that come down from heaven in the lost and dying world. I want you to know, when I think about that, it just blows me away how God sets everything up in such a picture that we've been able to see it. Now I want you to understand something now today. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about the body of Christ. And it talks about how they was put together. It talks about the fingers, the toes, the lesser parts. But he said, and you are the body of Christ. I want you to know, Bethlehem wasn't Christ. The Ark of Covenant wasn't Christ. The church is not Christ. But all these things represent Jesus Christ. And honey, there was a light and a star there that drew those men to that place, Bethlehem, to the Savior of the world. Honey, what does the Bible say about his church? It says, ye are the light of the world. A city that sit on a hill that cannot be hid. Honey, we should live our life in such a manner that there's a light, a beacon that shines out from Hilltop Church that draws men to Jesus Christ. Oh, the old house of bread. When we come here, we should get fed. We should leave here hungry when we come to the house of God. Yeah, you may not hear preaching every time, but every time we come here, through the songs and the testimonies and the preaching of the word, it should be about Jesus.
And when we leave here, we shouldn't leave here empty. What did it say about that wise man? When they left there, they went another way to their homeland. When I left Rocky Mount Church that night, I went home another way. I went out different, Brother Mary, than the way I went in. The house of bread. Amen. Honey, this is his house. This is Jesus' house. When people come here, honey, they ought to be able to find him. There's people out there searching today. They're looking for happiness. They're looking for contentment. They're looking for everything this whole world has to offer. But honey, the only place they'll ever find it is in Jesus Christ, and they should find it here in Hilltop Church. Amen. You say, well, Brother Dale, I got saved on the couch. I got saved in the toilet. I got saved going down the road. I got saved on a landslide. You may have got saved different places, but the truth comes from the house of bread. It's either directly or indirectly. Been responsible for every soul's been saved since she's been set up. That's where the gospel's come from. All down through the years, for 2,000 years, the gospel's come out from the house of bread, Bethlehem. Honey, we're Bethlehem right here. We're the house of bread. I want you to know that's a special thing to me. I want you to know the Son of God was born at Bethlehem, the house of bread. This, what you see right here may not be much, but I am a Son of God. I am His child, and I want you to know I was born at Bethlehem, Judah, the house of bread, a prayer rocket. Our Missionary Baptist Church was a light, a beacon that shined out to me. Marty, you may have been saved on a porch, but she was the one that brought you the gospel. She was that star that hung up in the sky that kept drawing me in. Till this day, it draws me in unto it. Holy. They got over, I don't know what kind of church it is. I'm sure it's a Catholic. They got one over. It's called the Church of Nativity. Nativity means just simply where the birth was. Over in Ruth, I believe it's chapter 2 and verse 11, Boaz talked about Ruth, how she left her father and her mother. It had been shown to him how she left her father and her mother and the nativity of her homeland, her birth, of where she was born. The nativity that's set up over there, it's all to show about the birth of Christ in Bethlehem, Judah. Honey, there was angels gathered around me the night at Rocky Mount Church I was born. Again, that's my nativity. I was born, I reckon, up here at Lafayette. I reckon that's where I was born. I think that's what it says on my birth certificate. That I believe Dr. Chitwood may have delivered me, if I ain't mistaken. But I want you to know the birth that I'm positive about. I can tell you about. I know about. Happened up yonder in the house of bread at Bethlehem, Judah, at Rocky Mount. Honey, I was born again and God delivered me. I know for sure it wasn't Dr. Chitwood. My name was written down not on a birth certificate. Brother Heath told us about that time. But my name was wrote in the Lamb's Book of Life. And honey, I want you to know it was wrote with blood. I'm thankful today that God's people was gathered around me that night. I'm thankful to know the angels in heaven rejoiced that night when I was born. I want you to know that it says I was rejoicing when he was born. When they found him, they rejoiced. I want you to know when I found him, I rejoiced. You may not get up and shout. I heard Sister Teresa tell it 1,000 times how she got up and shouted. You may not have got up and shouted. I didn't get up and shout the night I got saved. But honey, on the inside, I rejoice. I'm going to tell you, when you pass from death unto life, you're going to rejoice. So I was wrapped in swaddling cloths that night. There's more to that than what we know about. I promise you, if I may not ever see it, and you may not ever see it, but if we'll dig into that, you'll find something about that. But honey, I want you to know, he wrapped me up that night in his arms. And ever since then, I've been his child.
Amen.
The next night, I joined a church. I've not always been that light that stood out there that drawed men unto it. But I try my best now. That young man that passed away yesterday, I tried my best to talk to him over here. When he come, he laid this carpet right here you're looking at. I don't know how he stood with the Lord, but honey, I know one thing. He was over here working in the house of bread. I pray as he worked in the house of bread, there was some time while he was on his knees here laying his carpet, there was more than went on in laying carpet.
Amen.
I'm thankful today for what you are. This building is one thing. Bethlehem was one thing. But honey, what it represents is something else. It represents Jesus. No, the church has never saved not one person. I want you to know that. I'm not trying to say that. I want you to know, but honey, we're going to be a light unto them. They ought to be able to see this is where the bread of life is. This ought to be the place they come to seeking God and be able to find him here. When I come here, I get led into green pastures. I get fed. I leave here a different person every time, every Sunday. I know I don't get born again every Sunday, no. But honey, you should leave here different every time you come. And if you say, well, if I don't, then it's your fault, preacher. No, you can blame the preacher all you want to. You can blame me all you want. I don't care if you do blame me. It's your fault.
That's right.
If you come here and you're a child of God and you don't get nothing to eat, it's because you sat there and didn't desire it. Because if nothing else, you can pray. You can come here and pray in the house. Now, hey, I want you to know this is the bread. This is the house of bread. If you come here, you can pray and leave here fed. So I want you to realize, honey, if you leave here lost, it's your fault. Honey, you've come and you've heard the singing. You've heard about Jesus, how he come and gave his life for you. He come, was born there. He come and then he died out there on Calvary, gave his life for you. I want you to know he ascended up to heaven. He sits at the right hand of the Father, and he's still the light that shines out here among us today. And if you rejected that, you've rejected the Son of God. You've not rejected me. You've not rejected Hilltop Church. You've rejected him. And when you reject him, you reject him one too many times. And honey, I guess he'd be our step-grandson. I call him our grandson. I ain't going to cheat, treat them no different. That little boy and that little girl, I'm going to love them and treat them like they're mine. I'm going to pray for them until they're saved. I'm going to buy for them just like I do the others. Don't you know he's 12-year-old? He could very easily have died from what happened to him yesterday, and he still could, and so could you. Honey, he come and gave his life. Laying in the manger. I mentioned this other night. It says there wasn't no room for him in the inn. Marty's told us over and over about I'm going to prayer for you. A mansion, listen, Marty's talked about rooms. I want you to know there was no room for him and Ed. But Brother Barry, he's going to make sure there's room for us. He's going to make us one. I want you to know that. And it may not be no room for him here, but there's going to be one for us there. And that blesses my heart. There in Bethlehem, Judah, the house of bread, my Lord and Savior came. He was dying and rejected. It said not only Herod the king was troubled about it, but all Jerusalem, all God's people was troubled about it. They wanted to reject him from the time he was born. It said all of Jerusalem, Herod and all of Jerusalem was troubled. Honey, we ought to be troubled. But it ought to be because we're troubled because our king was born. We ought to be troubled because we're not worshiping our king. We're not recognizing the star. We're not recognizing the Son of God for who truly he is. And I want you to know we don't treat the house of bread like we should treat it. Teresa stood up earlier and said she had weak faith. She just thought it wouldn't be nobody here. You know how it should be today? Plumb full. We should be concerned and saying we've got to get started building on. The old house of bread just can't hold them no more. But it ain't. You know why it ain't full? Because everybody's taking part of the world. A bunch of them, what supposed to be Bethlehem, Judah, shut down today. You know why? They're more concerned about the world than they are the one that come and died for them. That's all it is. You can say what you want. You can say, well, we need to spend time with our family. We need to do this. We need to do that. It comes down, does he mean more than anything else to you? I love you, brother. Amen. He told him, I'm going to watch my kids open their gifts, and I'm going to church, and after that, I'll come back to work. A house of bread. I knew it for a long time. Looked up the definition a long time ago. Heard it over and over, the house of bread. But I never knew we was it. But we are. We're Jesus' house. We're his kingdom set up here on earth. There's still light that sits above us, watches over us, comforts us, and draws them in. Wise man. Amen. To Bethlehem, Judah. Won't you be wise today? You want a gift? The best gift you could get it today. And it's in the house of bread. Amen. It's come eat of that bread. He said, this is my body. He said, take and eat. This is my body which is broken for you. There's people all over the world today is breaking bread and trying to get Jesus in them by breaking that bread. That bread's done been broke. He wants you to take him spiritually. And I want you to know when you take him in you, you will never hunger for that. I've never. I know people get confused. I ain't saying you ain't one of them. But I've never hungered for that again. When it talks over the Psalms, I've never seen the righteous stand big. There's been people that starved to death that was saved by God's grace. It ain't talking about going out here and eating a hamburger. The righteous don't stand and beg. It's because what the bread they've got, they won't ever get hungry again for. Honey, I've been a little hungry before in my life. I hear preachers say, well, if you've been saved by God's grace, you'll never be poor. Listen to me. You may starve to death physically, but you'll never hunger for the bread of life again. You'll never see the righteous stand begging for it, because once you're full of it, you'll never hunger again. So don't, if you're a preacher saying that, stop saying it. What we want hunger for is His righteousness, because we've got it. If you've been saved by God's grace, you'll never thirst again, and you'll never hunger again. I've never had to be saved again. If I had to be, He'd have to come and die again, and He ain't going to do it. The house of bread. That was my thought. Bethlehem, Judah. Look around. I've heard Brother Marty said the main attraction left over a long time ago. I agree. But, Bud, we don't have to go there. We can see Bethlehem, Judah right here. The house of bread is right here. He's among us. He dwells in us. That's pretty cool to me. May not mean much to you. But if you've been born again, you was either born in Bethlehem, Judah, or you was born directly because of the Lord's church, the house of bread. Just the little things that you overlook all your life. And then all of a sudden it just jumps out at you and you say, there it is, the house of bread. I'm the bread, and you're my house. You got a song?